This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Really?
Seven after the hour. What's happy about today? Well, what's good for you is the DJV are on the air. Doug, Jen, and Victoria with our own brand of conversation. What you need to know, what you may not know, and then what we think and what you think, all of this stuff. Putting in lots of conversation. Twitter at DJ. What'd you say?
And it's a scorecard. What you know that we know
what
that
we know,
don't know
who knows.
That we might know.
Okay, so here's confession time.
Yes.
I said a couple of days ago on the air in several different circumstances that I was not going to have conversation anymore on the air about who's killing who, who's shooting. And I say this with a plum every couple of months. I get tired of the same old stuff. I remember you and I, Jennifer, used to call it Monday morning mayhem because there's always murder and shoot-em-ups and stuff from the weekend. I just want to talk about it. So I've stayed away from, other than to talk about prejudice and how we can eliminate it, I have stayed away from a conversation about what happened in Tulsa and Charlotte this week. During a segment that was broadcast about 15 minutes ago, Victoria was explaining some things, and she got done, and there was dead air.
Uh-oh.
And the reason there was dead air is because I had not seen, and I wasn't, I was looking at the Facebook post. I wasn't actually looking at the news post. Somebody had posted a video of the shooting of this guy as he walked back to the car. And I hadn't seen it, and my mouth was open. It takes a lot, as Richie will tell you over the years, it takes a lot to distract me like this. And I'm just looking at this thing, and I know I could feel my jaw drop as I see what happened. And think, how have we gotten so either super sensitized or desensitized to the point where this sort of thing goes on? I don't know what to say after it. It is, the video is so...
Where did you see the video? Because I hadn't heard that it was out.
It's on Facebook.
This is the Tulsa one.
You're talking about the helicopter, right?
The helicopter
video.
That one is tough to watch because and the woman in that case, the police officer, was already charged with manslaughter, I believe.
Yep. Yeah, so. Her lawyer says that he was reaching into the car. And they didn't know what he was reaching for.
Right. Well, he wasn't following orders, and he had, there was probably, I think they found PCP in the car, so there's going to be a toxicology report. But yeah, that video, no matter what, is still difficult.
Even if all of those things are true, that's enough reason to shoot the guy?
No, what I'm saying. It's a difficult thing to watch. But, I mean, you have to know all the evidence of the facts
of
the case.
So what brings us to the point where everybody is so sensitive to this? We listen to the audio, and Richie and I were just talking about this a few minutes ago. She sounds like she's about 19, and she's scared. She shouldn't have been there no matter what. That woman should not have been there. From what I can glean looking at this and listening to it, that's my surface judgment on it. There's no reason that woman was not trained to be in the line of duty to be performing or making judgments like this. She's not qualified. And so then do we hang it on her or do we hang it on somebody's going to want blood? And they want to hang it on her. I'm not so sure that I would be running to hang it on her. I think you got to look at the people who are over her, the training that gets done, and how you approach situations like this, who's teaching what to the recruits in the police academy, all that stuff. I think this is so deep. These things, we're so quick to judge, and it's easy enough. Terrence Crutcher was the guy's name.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he had left his car in the middle of the highway. He was unarmed. It's clear in this helicopter video, walking back to his car, hands are up. The officer's lawyer says that he wasn't following orders or was reaching into the car, and that's when they shot him. Okay, so you shoot him to kill him, or you shoot him in the leg? What do you, again? So she was arrested. She released on her own bond, I guess, or something. But the, we all are getting so tired of this. And yet, what do we do about it, other than allow the news media to get us all worked up about it? All right, let's calm down. A lot of conversation this week on the air about cancer and what we're doing. It's October is Cancer Month, and the Susan G. Komen thing. In a moment, we're going to meet Dr. Nancy Davidson, who's sort of going to give us an update on all kinds of cancer treatments and research. So that's up next here.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where five lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
Get the Kohl's now through Sunday and get $10 off your woman's fall fashion purchase of $50 or more. Plus, everyone gets an extra 15% off. Or spend $100 or more and take an extra 20% off. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. No limit. Use your Kohl's cash later on just about anything. Nothing but the best savings. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid 9/15 through 9/25 in-store and online. Some exclusions apply. See storekohl.com for details.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RakenPoints for details.
It's time for the biggest bridal sale of the season at David's Bridal, where you'll find the perfect dress for your style and your budget. Select wedding dresses, originally $300 to $600, are now just $99. Plus, take $100 off select designer wedding dresses and $20 off all bridesmaid dresses. Hurry in. This sale ends October 4th, only at David's Bridal.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
15 past the hour. Time now for a progress report on the research that is being used to try to save lives here in our country. Dr. Nancy Davidson is with us for this report. Dr. Davidson is someone who's very intimately connected to this, president of the American Association of Cancer Research and director of the University of Pittsburgh Cancer Institute. Dr. Davidson, thank you for being here. This report of cancer progress, is this across the board? Are there some cancers that are that we're feeling? I think leukemia comes to mind immediately. That there is much progress being made, and it's not fatal in anywhere near as many cases as it used to be. Are there other cancers that you can report that same sort of progress on?
Yeah. Good morning, Doug. I think we feel that there's a lot of progress. First of all, in childhood cancers. But also, you're right, in adults, we think there's been a lot of progress in breast cancer, in colon cancer, progress in lung cancer. But there are areas where we have a lot left to do, diseases like brain cancer or pancreatic cancer.
What do you say to those people, Dr. Davidson, who will tell those who will listen that the people involved in cancer research or cancer treatment don't want to find a cure because it's too good for business?
Well, nothing could be farther from the truth. Having people sick is bad for business every which way you look at it. I think people who are involved in cancer care and cancer research are absolutely passionate about continuing to do what we're doing. You know, cancer deaths in this country are decreasing by 1.5% per year. 1.5% per year. So that's a good start, and we'd like to see that be a much bigger number.
One of the things, Dr. Davidson, when you look back 100 years, 150 years, there are those who would say there wasn't any cancer. This is not about what causes it, or is it? Does part of the research have to do with what causes it as much as, I mean, isn't that part of the prevention?
Absolutely. I think that an important message to put out would be that up to a half of cancers are preventable by things we can do or things we shouldn't do. The single most important thing is to not smoke. I think people should take cancer prevention vaccines like the HPV vaccine and the HPV vaccine. They need to watch their weight. They need exercise. All of these are important things that all of us can do every single day to reduce our risk of getting cancer. And you pointed out that early detection is so important. Colon cancer screening, breast cancer screening, lung cancer screening for the right people, absolutely vital.
The American Association of Cancer Research has done what is called the Moonshot Initiative. You want to explain that for us?
Yeah, actually, that's that initiative, the Moonshot Initiative, is one from Vice President Biden. He's been doing it this year, and he has been tasked by the president with trying to mobilize the forces around the country to identify the things that we could do right now that would allow us to do 10 years of research and improving care in only 5 years. So he wants to accelerate the progress.
The reason it's called the Moonshot.
We're all very on board.
Yeah, I remember him now because of his son's circumstance. He became the spokesperson. And
absolutely.
Let's do what JFK said, get a man on the moon by the end of the decade. So this is that's a paraphrase on that. All right, yeah. And so
10 years of progress in five.
How easily achievable is that going to be?
Very achievable. The Blue Ribbon Committee that studied this has put out 10 specific things that can be done to achieve this. Things like prevention, like you talked about, things like improving the outcome for kids with cancer even more, things like thinking about diagnosis, thinking about cancer biology and how cancer comes about. So these are very achievable goals. And what we're looking for now is the kind of federal research dollars, the support from Capitol Hill, to make this research be a reality so it can translate into saving lives.
So is the only source of funding from the government, or do you get funding from elsewhere? And if that's the case, how would people perhaps help?
Well, I think there are multiple ways to fund cancer research. The federal government is an important one. Many philanthropic organizations, our own organization, the American Association for Cancer Research, is such an organization. And, in fact, you can find out more information about our work and look at a copy of this progress report on cancer at our website, which is aacr.org/cancerprogressreport. Cancer Progress Report, all one word. A lot of information there for those who are interested to see what we've accomplished in cancer research and care, which is substantial.
AACR.org for the report. And it does look like there is substantial progress being made. Is this only to affect, we have about 30 seconds here, affect Americans, or does it affect people around the world?
Well, you and I are talking in the United States today where this is a real problem, but you're right that cancer is a global problem. It's estimated in the next several years that it will really be the top killer of people around the world, along with heart disease. So this is an issue across the globe and so important for all of us as people.
Thank you. Dr. Nancy Davidson with us here.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Scientific research of our own here at the 24 past the hour. Science has determined something as subjective as songs that feel good. So, how has science worked on this project? The British electronics manufacturer Alba has surveyed adults about what their favorite feel-good songs have been. So the list starts with ABBA's Dancing Queen. Crank it up, Richie! To the point where we get to the instrumental. All right. Always like this song.
Look at Dougie doing the hustle over there. I had it in you.
I like ABBA. I always like that. Which is Hebrew for dad. You knew that, right? Abba is a Hebrew term for father.
I did not
know that.
Okay. Well, now you know. All right, dancing queen.
Oh boy.
Young and sweet. Only 17. That sounds like Gary Puckett. Remember that song? He's 16. He's chasing a 16-year-old around like some pervert.
Or Anthony Weiner.
Yeah, exactly.
Weiner's going out to a 15-year-old.
Yeah. Ooh.
All right, so ABBA's on this list of feel-good songs. Beach Boys next. And Good Vibrations. The list of feel-good songs.
This should definitely be on the list.
We're counting up to the number one song, actually. There are five tunes in this list. Good Vibrations is number four. ABBA's Dancing Queen, number five. Good Vibrations, four. Billy Joel's Uptown Girl, number three. Somebody who's a good friend described Meredith to me once as an uptown girl. So I have that vision of what that's. Yeah, she is. Yeah, uptown girl. You get a definitive idea. We're listening to this song, actually. Crank it up, Richie. Ready, please? This is not something that this phrase is not a Billy Joel phrase. Hasn't this phrase been around a lot? Isn't Uptown Girl something that just, or did it come from the song? I don't know, Audra. I'm asking the question.
Don't you ever know. Hear that? I'm sure it existed before Billy Joel said Uptown Girl. Yeah.
All right, so that's number three. Number two on the list, Pharrell Williams. Hey, let's be happy!
Happiness
That's very good. You're going to be surprised at what the number one song is.
Am I?
Yeah. Well, you're not, because you've seen the same information that I have. You're a little weasel sometimes, you know that, right?
I know. Yeah. Wow.
All right. So, number one song. This goes back to 1979. And Queen.
I admit this is surprising.
Yeah.
But I love this song.
All-time favorite song.
Why?
It's got good taste.
Yeah. This is not a big hit in America.
No.
Big song in England. But it's a cheery song. Resembles some big Broadway barn burners. Has 100 million views. The video of this, 100 million views on YouTube.
Wow.
And if you know the film Shaun of the Dead,
yes,
then that's where this comes from.
That has a whole new generation loving this song.
Yeah, right. Songs written in a major key with fast tempo are best at inducing positive emotions, said Dr. Jacob Jolie, who is the person that analyzes data for the electronics manufacturer Alba, responsible for this list of feel-good songs. Number one, here it is.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, we all watch TV and see these beautiful ladies and sometimes handsome gentlemen getting makeovers, and it makes them look entirely different. We've all watched them. We know what difference it can make. But what about dogs and cats? You know, recently I was working at a shelter, and I was looking around, and some of the shelter dogs and cats that had come in really looked a bit disheveled. They were beautiful, but you couldn't tell under that coat that's all knotted and matted up. Well, we gave them makeovers. Yes, doggy and kitty makeovers. We bathed them, we groomed them, we brushed them, we made them look good, used some shampoo, maybe even a little perfume on some of them. And you know what we found? We took the same dogs that everyone was bypassing at the shelter, the ones that no one would look at, the ones that said, look, I don't want that dog, he's dirty, he's I don't want him. Once we groomed them, and thank goodness for volunteer groomers that do work at some of the shelters, once we groomed these dogs, almost every single dog, and cat for that matter, found a home. So look beyond what you first see. A little bath, a little brushing can make all the difference in the world for your new best friend. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, coenzyme, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Payment about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
Just posted a picture of my farm friend Donald, who has been with me on the farm for about as long as I think I've been with you, Richie. Pretty close to 20 years, maybe. I don't know, it may be longer than that. Time has become so elusive. I mean, to think that today is Friday, it seemed like 2 seconds ago I was in Los Angeles and it was Monday, or the last time I was in Los Angeles, which was a month ago, or the whole idea of time and birthdays and all of that stuff, what we use to mark sort of our place on the planet. Anyway, happy birthday, Donald. Happy birthday to Victoria. I don't even know when your birthday is. When is your birthday?
I'm a Capricorn, January 4th.
January 4th, happy birthday. My sister's January 9th.
We're just about a month apart, Victoria. That's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
You're an Aquarius.
Wait, you're the 6th, right? I'm February 6th. Very good, yes. I remember that because that is also Bob Marley's birthday. And two of my other favorite girlfriends. So I love Aquarians on the 6th.
Girlfriends, huh? Yeah, you become girlfriends?
Yeah.
Ooh.
You don't ask, don't tell, Dougie.
One of the biggest...
Weirdo.
Jennifer Horns. Richie, all right, so we're all here together. Good news today. You are invited to a tea party in Boston. The T stands for Tom, as in Tom Brady. Matt Damon, who's a Bostonian. Ben Affleck, who's a Bostonian. Notice they didn't invite Mark Wahlberg. I'm not so sure that they all like each other that much. Anyway, they're going to have a big to-do in Boston, and they're going to have a contest. There is a philanthropic site called Omaze, O-M-A-Z-E. If you donate $10 to that charity, you will get 100 shots at being invited to this party. Right? Isn't that Matt and Ben are putting on the party?
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to raise money for this charity.
Well, if you're on a first-name basis with them, you should probably just be able to call them, right?
Yeah.
Who are we talking about?
You, Matt and Ben. You're talking about Matt and Ben.
Me, Matt and Ben? I've never met either of them. I would like to. I think I'd probably like Matt better than Ben. But they're both great examples. And Wahlberg is, too, frankly. And how many more people could we find out? Because I'm a Bostonian, maybe I identify more with what they've done. And they've all come from nothing. Literally nothing. And amounted to something in a field that is extraordinarily competitive. Think about what the chances. How many people do you know? Maybe I feel sensitive, too, because my son is in that business as well. How many people go to Los Angeles to try to make it as an actor, an actress, singer? Yeah,
that's how our restaurants get staffed with waiters.
Right.
Yeah, it's true. We import them.
But so what would there be in terms of chance if you were betting on somebody like Damon or Affleck?
Gosh, don't you think it's one in a million? I mean, it has to be.
Oh, yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
Well, could you say the same thing for Brady? I don't know anything about Brady's background. Yeah. Does he come from, what kind of circumstances does he come from?
I don't know. I don't know what his background story is.
Is he from New England? Or
he went to Michigan College, so I don't know if he's...
I do not believe he's a native New Englander, no.
But that is true with many athletes. I mean, they grow up poor and they cling to the one thing that gives them, you know, some pleasure and reward, and that's a sport. Yeah. And then they go on and get tapped for the big time.
From California.
Really? He looks like he's from California, actually.
Brady?
Because he's hot, and everyone from California is hot. In my mind, that's how I see it.
Yeah.
As an East Coaster with such
warm. What about a part-time Californian? Does that mean I'm hot? Because I'm
hey, you're a hottie
part-time.
Too, Dougie.
Only your top half.
Thank you. That's sweet. Yesterday on the program, we were talking about how not my sole goal here, but I like to help people. I want people to feel like when they listen to this program, they're going to have a good time and they're going to get helped in some way, shape, or form. Not everybody's going to get helped, but there are some, including this lady who lives in West Virginia, who says that she heard part of the program yesterday and it helped her. She said, having been worried about cost issues with my mail order prescription company, I went back and forth all week with my doctor. Doctor sent this company my prescription. I called to cancel it an hour later because of the price. She pays $30 for 90 days at her local pharmacy, and this site was charging her $195 for 90 days, apparently. I told them I would refuse the prescription when it arrived. They offered me a $95 refund on the $195 charge because your issue with Enterprise, I told them I wanted a complete refund. So she was listening to us talk about my irritation with Enterprise because
they
overcharged. And I said, Richie, actually, I'll give credit to Rich on this. Richie has, although I do it, but I used to do it sparingly. Now I do it all the time. Because if you don't feel like, if I feel like I've been treated well and I have a good deal, I will say nothing. And more often than not, frankly, to be fair, I find that's my experience with Enterprise. By far the best of the car rental companies, and I'm not getting paid. I have to pay to rent a car just like you do. But I think that they do a good job in comparison to the rest of the industry. Some of the, like Hertz and Avis, they really suck. And if you go to even Alamo, I mean, they're all, anyway, that's not the point. The point is that I had a problem with Enterprise, and I stood up to them and I said, I don't want, this isn't fair, this isn't right. And the manager looked at me and said, okay, what do you want? I said, I want a credit. And he said, how much? I said, you figure, I'll leave it to you. So they were smart. They took all the charges off and then gave me a 10% discount. And that was not what I was looking for. I just didn't want to be charged for something that I really didn't think I should pay for. And they went out a little bit further. So this inspired this lady to question what she'd been charged for her prescription. And we say to you, when you feel like you have been treated poorly, then do something about it. Don't just take it. Why would you take it? That's not, this is smart, and you're all smarter than that, so don't take it. Stand up for yourself, frankly. That's what I would suggest.
That's great.
Yep, good. Okay,
you should become a new consumer reporter. You know, they've all started to die off. You know how they used to have the guys?
Oh, yeah, right.
David Horowitz and Mike, my favorite, my friend, Mike Boguslawski. Yeah, yeah, I'm in your corner, and you can actually, like, take these companies to task, Dougie.
Yep, that's what we ought to do. Researchers say parents' expectations for their teenage daughters can lead to a better child, a better parent, in fact. If you constantly remind your young daughter, this does not apply, according to the research, to young men, but if you constantly tell your daughter what your expectations are for her, it will be one of the most important factors in predicting whether or not you'll grow up to be a successful woman.
Hmm.
How do you like that?
Hmm.
Behind every successful woman, therefore, is a nagging mother.
Mm-hmm.
You agree with that, both of you, from your teenage years, your mother a nag?
My mom was not a nag, but I always had clear expectations. Like, I knew what was expected of me. I mean, I knew that, you know, they expected a certain type of behavior, a certain level of commitment to school. Like, I knew. I mean, that was definitely, I would have been embarrassed had I not met what the standards were laid out by my parents.
This study suggests that women, young women who are nagged by their mothers are less likely to become pregnant as teenagers, more likely to attend college and do well, less likely to get stuck in a dead-end low-wage job, less likely to have prolonged periods of unemployment.
Huh.
This is a study of 15,000 girls aged 13 and 14 over a 10-year period.
So is that because women are people pleasers?
I don't. You
could
are.
Be.
I am. I'm for sure one.
Yeah, but I don't know about that. I don't think Victoria heads in that direction quite as much as you do.
But I would say, in general, of the sexes, because this is a survey about young girls, wouldn't that be because women are people pleasers?
More so we are than born males. With. Yeah, Oprah's always said women are born with a disease to please.
Right.
Wow.
And it's true. As a gender, yes.
Really? I wonder. I'm thinking about my daughter here in this. I would say in certain circumstances, yes, in certain circumstances, no, with her. I would also tell you, we were just talking off the air about we were talking, well, no, that was on the air, wasn't it? The discussion of whose birthday it was, and Jennifer said she was an Aquarian, and was that an on-air or off-air conversation? It was off-air, okay. We can have it on air because I think it's applicable. Astrology is a very important part of how I understand who people are, whether it's Jennifer, whether it's Victoria, whether it's Richie, people I work with, people I care about, people I'm around. I kind of want to know what they're all about astrologically because, number one, it's if you have a good astrologer, it's so accurate what you learn about people. And then through that learning, you can better work with them. Or live with them, or love them, or whatever. I mean, it helps you to better understand, doesn't fix all the problems, but if you think about, okay, that's what this person is about, and I need to be more careful. The thing that I throw at it would be the reciprocal. It's too bad some of the people that I know that I sort of hold that standard for don't do it for me because I think it would be much easier I think you learn that over the years. I mean, Jennifer's learned how to work with me and I with her. It's not difficult because she's an Aquarian. Aquarians are very easy.
all the boys out there are like,
yeah. I mean, that way. No, what I'm saying is, if you know your sun sign, which is the where you were born, sort of, that your sun sign is Aquarius, and Victoria's sun sign is Capricorn. Mine is Scorpio. Richie's is, what are you?
He's a Sag.
He's a December. Yeah, he's a Sag.
Really? I didn't know that. Which is such a Sag.
Yeah.
I mean that in a good way.
That's a fire. That's a fire. The Aries and Leo.
And the sign of a centaur.
Yeah. Yeah.
Half man,
but
half horse.
But what's his...
I'll let you figure out which half is worse.
Oh, yeah. You always say that. That's so predictable. Good God.
Well, I never heard it. I thought it was funny, Rich.
Really? Okay.
Trust me, I went to Vegas with Rich. It's the bottom half.
Really? That's sweet to know. Whether you're, what your moon is in, your sun sign, moon sign, and where your rising sign is. My rising sign is Aquarius, and that's one of the reasons that you and I get along as well as we do, Jennifer.
Yeah.
I don't know. We've never had...
Change the world.
Yeah. Well, it's one
listener
at a time.
That's what Aquarians want to do. You guys are the philanthropists of the zodiac, always. Yep. Richard Branson, Oprah, I think Bill Gates even, they're all Aquarians.
Yeah, they're very, very, you're right, they're very generous. Okay, we've got to stop for a moment here, and then we'll check the television report for tonight and over the weekend. Stand by for that here.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where five lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RakenPoints for details.
I'd say hi to Bill and Larry and Margaret and Nicole, all listening to the DJV experience. Daytime television this week rocked with Harry Connick Jr. I watched a little more of him last night in his new show, and I thought better of it. I also went to The Good Place.
Watch that show. Yes, yeah. I love that.
Ted Danson has had a pretty varied career.
Yeah.
When you dig right down into it. All right, so A Lethal Weapon was new this week. Richie liked that.
Very good.
What else? What do we have premiering tonight, Jen?
Actually, some good stuff tonight. Hawaii Five-0 is back. Blue Bloods is black. Blue Bloods is black on CBS or back, depending on how you want to say. It's a great show. I love it, love it, love it. So season 7 kicks off at 10 p.m. on CBS. Now, the new shows that are out, one of them, I think the one that's piquing my interest at 8 o'clock on CBS is MacGyver. It's kind of interesting that they're rebooting this one, and it'll start again 8 o'clock on CBS. You can check that one out.
So George Eads from CSI is in this, but he's not MacGyver.
Right, that's right.
Who is he? What's his... He's the MacGyver second. What is his role?
He's the cohort, like the cohort to MacGyver. They go on dangerous bioweapon case.
Oh,
I know. Now on channel on ABC, Last Man Standing premieres. Season 6 starts off. I can't believe that show's been around for 6 seasons. That of course is Tim. What's his name? Come on. Tim Allen. Oh my gosh, I totally blanked on that.
That's still on?
Wow. Yeah, that's still on. And on Fox, this one, Dougie, you will not like, but if you like scary stuff, The Exorcist, Chapter 1, and Let My Cry Come Unto Thee at 9 o'clock on Fox.
Ooh.
Right after Hell's Kitchen.
I'm going to watch that. So when is that new Sarah Jessica Parker show on? When does that start? Anybody know?
I don't know. I'll do a little research for you, though.
About divorce. All right, 10 minutes before the hour here.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert
reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, the home of the Frommer's Travel Guides, is here with some information for those of you who will be first-time cruisers this winter. Plus, how does the merger of Marriott and Starwood affect you? And how to really find the best price? I'm going to tell you a little experience that I had last night, and we'll see how we sort of ferret out what the right way is to pick a flight for Europe. It's a little different than doing it domestically, I'll tell you that. So all that coming right up here.
Get the Kohl's now through Sunday and get $10 off your woman's fall fashion purchase of $50 or more. Plus, everyone gets an extra 15% off. Or spend $100 or more and take an extra 20% off. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. No limit. Use your Kohl's cash later on just about anything. Nothing but the best savings. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid 9/15 through 9/25 in-store and online. Some exclusions apply. See storekohl.com for details.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
All right. 55 past the hour here. Pauline Frommer from the Frommer's Travel Guys. Go to Frommer's.com and you get information. For example, these tips for first-time cruisers. Where do we get started with that, Pauline?
Well, you got to remember
remember that a cruise is not all-inclusive. A lot of people think it will be, and then they get on board, and they're shocked that they have to pay extra for soda, and they have to pay extra for drinks, and for a lot of the shore excursions. So you really want to budget properly for a cruise. You also don't want to miss the boat. A lot of people think they can fly in the same day of the cruise, and that's a really dangerous thing to do. You want to fly in the day before, and you want to fly out after noon on the day that your ship gets into port. Otherwise, you're going to miss that flight. A lot of ship itineraries say, oh, the ship arrives in port at 7 a.m., but you don't realize, yeah, but there are 6,000 people on this boat.
Yeah, right, yeah.
It's going to take a long time to get them off. Also, you want to look at the different types of ports you're going into. Ships are so darn big nowadays that a lot of them cannot actually dock at the port. Mm-hmm. And so they do something called tendering. They take these smaller boats to get passengers to shore. Now, the trick with those smaller boats is you're going to have to wait online unless mm-hmm. you pay for the ship's excursion. And those ship excursions are always really, really expensive. But in those docks where you have to get on the little boats, you could literally miss 2 hours of the day you had planned to spend yeah. in port unless you pay for one of those excursions. So in those cases, I think it's a good idea to pay for the shore excursion. In other cases, you can often do it on your own. You just get off the boat, take a taxi, or walk and see the sights. Hmm. Or you can hire an outside company. There are these companies, one's called CruisingExcursions.com, another's called ShoreTrips.com, there's Viator.com. They give you the exact same shore excursion that the cruise line does, but at a fraction of the cost and without the crowds.
Right.
So on Fromers.com, we've got a whole article of tips that you want to know for your next cruise, especially if it's your first cruise. Little things like have your bathing suit with you in your carry-on, because it takes a long time for them to get the luggage to your cabin. Mm-hmm. And so you don't want to be wandering around the ship while everybody's hanging out at the pool, having a jolly old time in their bathing suits, wishing you had your bathing suit, or more importantly, your medication.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to go on a special tour with only half a dozen other people around special places in England next month. And so I was online last night researching what it would cost me to fly. And I want to tell you, this is I shouldn't be surprised because I fly a lot. The prices for the almost for 2 hour difference in flights went from $571 round trip to $1,710 round trip. And there's a 2 hour difference in taking the flight. And like what made me think about it is because they said you may want to get there the night before. But that just seems just wow. I can say about that is kind of a wower. Pauline Fromer from Fromers.com, the Fromers Travel Guide. Check all the information out there.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Olson Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.